Brachas Perek Vav Mishneh. So a couple of damas. First of all, in their days, in time of Chazal and the Mishnah's time, the way they did their meals was they'd have, let's call it purposes, three phases to the meal. They know how to do it, live it up. Right? They had like the pre-meal appetizers, and they would drink wine often there. Then they'd have the main meal, and then the meal would be finished, they'd take away the tables, and then have, let's loosely call it like a Viennese table. They'd bring out the dessert, like when they're already full and stuffed, then like they bring the dessert as a third phase. So that's number one. Number two, there's a principle which is going to come up today quite a bit as we're going through Hilchos Brachos here, of Iker and Tafel. I'm sure you're familiar with it. The basic idea is, if you're eating more than one food together, and one food is the Ikar, the primary food, and the second is Tafel, it's just subordinate to it, for any number of reasons, but if it's coming to be sort of an ancillary part of the meal, part of the food to the Iker, the main food, you make a bracha on the Iker, the main one, and you leave the Tafel, which will be the topic of a mishnah to itself. But here, in the course of a bread meal, we generally assume that the bread is the Ikar always, and everything else essentially, except for the exceptions, of course, is a Tafel, which means if you say a motzi, you're familiar with, that generally covers pretty much everything else, with the exceptions. Okay, that's the second. Third of all, we're going to encounter a word here right at the beginning of called parperes, which I'm going to translate for now as appetizer. Okay, the reason why is essentially three pshatim and all have their own problems of what this parperes is. It's appetizer food they had before they washed. Some say it's like just meat or fish, the kind of things you eat with the bread, but no bread yet. Some say it's like a hors d'oeuvre, but I'm saying, but it becomes technical. What is hors d'oeuvre made of for the Hilchos Brachos? Like what I call appetizer? Hors d'oeuvre. Hors d'oeuvre is maybe a better translation. Hors d'oeuvre. Yeah, so one opinion is it's actual meat or fish, which you get a bracha shakal, of course, on its own. Some say it's like a breadcrumb hors d'oeuvre, which of course would have its own brachas of hamotzi, potentially. And some say it's some kind of like, let's call it a cookie or cake type thing, which you get a bracha mazonos. Fine. So, but we'll call it hors d'oeuvre for the minute, okay? So now, inside the Mishnah. Berach al hayayin shilifnei hamazon. If you made a bracha on wine before the meal, meaning before you washed, like we do, say, on a Friday night. So then, pater es hayayin shilachar hamazon. That will come to exempt the wine that comes after the meal. Okay, now, since there are three phases, there's the pre-wash, there's the during the meal, and there's the when you're done and you're just lounging about, living it up. It's a little ambiguous what that la'achar hamazon is referring to here. One thing's for sure, the pre-washing drinking is chashuv, because all you're doing is drinking, essentially. And the post-eating drinking is also chashuv, because what you're doing is essentially sitting around and drinking wine. The question is if the middle drinking is going to be just to sort of wash down the food or not, in which case wine drinking there is less, on its own, less important. Okay, but either way, once you set a brei pri agafen at the beginning of the meal, so then that will come to exempt any brei pri agafens that will be required during or after the meal. It's a shiloh, what's going to be, if you say a brei pri agafen in the middle of the meal, since that's like a less, the wine there is serving like on a functional basis as opposed to just for wine's sake, that will cover the brei pri agafen that you need to make at the end of the meal. In other words, once you're done eating, but you're just lounging about, maybe potentially you need to make a new brach on that, potentially. Yes, it's confusing, it's a tricky Mishnah. But again, without all the moving parts, we're going to now say one time simply through, Berach al yayin shlifnei hamazon, if you make brei pri agafen before you wash, like we do on a Friday night, pater es hayayin shlachar hamazon, that will come to exempt wine later on in the meal, because you said brei pri agafen already. Okay, now Berach al parperes shlifnei hamazon, if you made a bracha on the parperes, this hors d'oeuvre, before you had the mazon, the main meal, before you washed, again, there's that through a machlokas, what that parperes is and what the bracha is that you make on it, either let's call it meat, or it's breadcrumbs, or it's like some sort of mazona seafood, so then three different brachas, of course. So that will be pater es a parpera shel achra mazon. Once you've said your bracha on that food, so now if you have more of that food, that kind of food, or food of a similar bracha, that will be exempt because you said the bracha beforehand. So for example, if you ate, let's say, a little weenie on a stick before as your hors d'oeuvre, just the frank part as your hors d'oeuvre, without the blanket. So then if you end your meal some other shahako food, like ice cream, and you had it in mind before, you wouldn't need to say another bracha on the ice cream. That's how it would go, if you had that in mind from one to the other. When I said three phases, I meant before benching. Once you bench, all bets are off, and it's like starting in from scratch. Although I should just say lahalacha, because so you shouldn't be confused. An amazing halacha is that if you eat a shahako before you say a motzi, you eat an apple. Eat an apple, or you do that, and you don't say a bracha achrona, and then you wash and bench, you need to still, b'halacha l'maisa, you need to make another bracha after you bench on the apple still, because it wasn't part of the meal yet. But that's just b'halacha. We're simply saying, if you make a bracha on the hors d'oeuvre beforehand, then of course, well, not of course, but then the chiddush is, you won't need to make a bracha after you eat, but before you bench, because you said a bracha already on that kind of food before. Berach al hapas, if you made a bracha on the bread, that's hamotzi, right? That's on any of these, the five grains, like we said yesterday. Hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz. They'll be pater eser paperis. That'll come to exempt anything that comes to, let's say,